Dr. Pinsky dictating the mail. I'm in Jonathan Scott, S-C-O-T-T. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Scott as described in my report of 8/27/18. Period. He is now a 40-year-old male who again reports he injured his right knee at work on 9/25/17. Period. He slipped down a ramp while he was moving product with a hand truck. Period. He did go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment, culminating in surgery. Period. Since evaluated here, he's been receiving cortisone injections to his knee approximately every 6 months. Period. These do help him function. Period. He denies any new injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. As per the additional medical records, the additional records supplied, he received an order approving settlement on 4/25/19 in the amount of 20% of the right leg. Period. Additional medical records date back to more contemporaneous to the accident. Period. They show he was seen at urgent care on 9/25/17. Period. He was making a delivery with a hand truck and slipped as he came down a ramp, causing the right knee to hyperextend. Period. He was evaluated over the next few weeks when it was thought he probably had a meniscal injury. Period. MRI of the right knee was done on 9/25/17. Scratch that. X-rays of the right knee were done on 9/25/17 and showed joint effusion but no evidence for acute bony abnormality. Period. He had an MRI of the knee on 10/17/17. Insert those results here. New paragraph. He then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lessing, L-E-S-S-I-N-G, on 11/2/17. Period. He diagnosed medial meniscal tear of the right knee, for which he recommended surgery. Period. On 12/12/17, he performed arthroscopy of the right knee with medial meniscectomy. Period. The post-operative diagnosis was right knee medial meniscal tear. Period. He followed up post-operatively over the next few months, running through 3/20/18. Period. Exam of the knee was unrevealing. Period. Dr. Lessing opined he was developing some arthritis in the knee with loss of medial joint space as seen on x-rays. Period. New paragraph. On 7/22/21, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer for a knee for treatment exam. Period. He summarized the petitioner's course of treatment to date. Period. His diagnosis was right knee pain. Period. He noted the report of Dr. Becan, B-E-C-A-N, on 4/14/21 for a plaintiff evaluation. But he recommended repeat orthopedic evaluation and MRI as well as steroid injections to the right knee. Period. After evaluation, Dr. Dwyer did recommend a steroid injection and over-the-counter vitamin therapy. Period. If symptoms persisted, an MRI arthrogram of the knee would be useful. Period. The petitioner returned to Dr. Dwyer on 10/28/21. Period. He was feeling the same and was working full duty. Period. Dr. Dwyer then administered a corticosteroid injection to the knee. Period. Physical exam. extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed portal scars above the right knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Appeared there were multiple old hyperpigmented scars on the shins. He attributed to high school football. Appeared skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. Appeared the rest of that as normal. Knee maneuvers. He had a positive McMurray's maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. Appeared the rest of these maneuvers are normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral. He was able to stand on his toes, but could not on. He cannot stand on the heel of the right foot. Period. Impressions. Insert what is marked from my prior report. Since evaluated here, Mr. Scott received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Period. To that end, he saw Dr. Dwyer in 2021 and accepted a corticosteroid injection. Period. He verbally indicates he receives such injections approximately every 6 months, and they do help him to a certain degree. Period. He denies any new injuries. Period. He has changed employers and finds his new position is not taxing on the knee. Period. He paragraphed the current exam, found that it would be 4-inch motion by the right knee without crepitus or tenderness. Period. McMurray's maneuver on the right elicited tenderness, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He had a physiologic gait with no limp or foot drop. Period. He could stand on his toes, but could not stand on the right heels. Period. The paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency, will be inserted as marked from the prior report.